breakthrough in mammoth revival efforts. A team of scientists at Colossal Biosciences has made a significant step toward reviving the extinct woolly mammoth by successfully generating induced pluripotent stem cells, iPSCs, from elephants, making the process of de-extinction more feasible. In a major breakthrough, scientists have created elephant stem cells that could bring them closer to resurrecting the long-extinct woolly mammoth, according to a statement from Colossal Biosciences. The research team announced that they successfully derived iPSCs from Asian elephants, Elephas maximus. iPSCs are reprogrammed cells capable of becoming any type of cell in the body. This allows researchers to study the adaptive traits that made woolly mammoths, Mammothus primigenius, unique from their closest living relatives, and potentially edit their genes without needing tissue samples from living animals. These cells provide a tremendous advantage for our de-extinction work, said Ariana Haisali, head of biological sciences at Colossal Biosciences. According to Haisali, iPSCs are critical to understanding the cellular and genetic mechanisms behind the traits that allowed woolly mammoths to thrive in the Arctic, such as their thick fur, curved tusks, fat storage, and domed skulls. iPSCs also paved the way for creating elephant egg and sperm cells, crucial for mammoth reproduction in the lab. With fewer than 52,000 Asian elephants left in the wild, according to the WWF, collecting cells from live individuals is challenging. Previously, deriving iPSCs from elephants posed a major challenge due to the complexity of the elephant genome, which contains unique traits not found in other species. Researchers overcame this hurdle by suppressing a key gene, TP53, responsible for regulating cell growth and preventing uncontrolled cell replication. This breakthrough could shed light on early developmental processes in elephants, which is currently one of the biggest obstacles to woolly mammoth revival. If the research team can successfully create woolly mammoth embryos by combining ancient mammoth DNA with elephant cells, they would need to implant the embryo into a surrogate elephant to complete the mammoth's 22-month pregnancy. Elephant pregnancies are extremely long and complex, so understanding their developmental biology is crucial, Haisali explained. While editing mammoth embryos is no longer the biggest challenge, bringing a healthy baby mammoth to term will require time and effort. Haisali's team is still working on alternative methods to create elephant iPSCs and to nurture the newly developed cells. Reprogramming elephant cells into iPSCs has applications beyond the Woolly Mammoth Project, with potential to enhance elephant conservation by enabling researchers to produce and artificially fertilize reproductive cells.